Thank you for calling customer service. This is Janelle. How can I help you?
Yes, I need to cancel or unsubscribe, and I need a refund for my money.
All right. Can I get a zip code to look up an account for you?
43055.
Thank you for that. And can I get your first and last name, please?
Charlene Burford, Charlene Burford.
Thank you for that. So I do see, give me 1 second. Okay, for security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address for me?
27 Philmont Avenue, Newark, Ohio.
Thank you for that. And I do see on December 9th, you ordered our keto with sin for $6.70 for the shipping and handling, as well as our keto with sin cleanse for $7.45 for the shipping and handling. So basically, it was a 14-day trial. If you didn't give us the call back and cancel within that 14-day trial period, you were billed the full amount for those products because it was a 30-day supply that we sent you for both of those. And it was an auto ship program. And unfortunately, those are valid charges that I wouldn't be able to issue you a refund. And we would hate
well,
to.
Well, you just billed me one for the 5th, and I'm canceling this subscription, and I would like a refund.
Yes,
ma'am. $92.90.
Yes, ma'am. Well, like I stated before, it's an auto ship program, so you were charged for that because another shipment was actually shipped out to you for you to receive for that second one. Now, they are all natural products, and they do help with reducing appetite and increasing metabolism. It can take a little time to build up in your system. Now, what I can offer you is a 60-day billing cycle, so instead of you getting billed every month, it'll be every 2 months.
No, I don't want billed. I want this unsubscribed, and I want a refund. I just got a thing from my bank, so I want this over with, or we'll just go through some. She said get a confirmation number. I want a confirmation number that this is done, and then I want a refund of $92.90.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, like I stated before, I wouldn't be able to issue you a refund at the moment because that is a valid charge, unfortunately. Now, what I can offer you is a 35% discount on all future orders, so you won't be billed the full amount for that product anymore.
I don't want any more of your product. So how do
yes,
I cancel
ma'am.
That?
Yes, ma'am. Like I stated, we would hate to lose you. Now, as a courtesy, I can offer you my employee discount of 50% to keep you as a customer if you would like.
I don't want to be a customer.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. So give me 1 second to go ahead and get you canceled out, and then I'll provide you with that cancellation number, okay?
Yeah, and a refund if possible, right?
Well, ma'am, like I stated, they are valid charges, so unfortunately at the moment I wouldn't be able to issue you a refund. Now, I can go ahead and give you that cancellation number, and it does prevent all future charges.
Uh-huh. Well, then why is the bank security telling me to ask for a refund?
Well, ma'am, we don't issue refunds with those because they are valid charges, unfortunately. And because you didn't call us back and cancel, you were billed the full amount for that product. Now, that product is already getting shipped out to you for that second shipment, which is from that charge that you received for this month. Now, I can go ahead and get you canceled out to exclude all future charges, but unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to issue you a refund like I stated before.
Okay, well, then let's cancel everything out.
Yes, ma'am. So give me 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I do have you canceled out as well as noted. Whenever you're ready, I can provide you with that cancellation number.
I'm ready.
C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, 36056, A as in Apple, 7, F as in Frank, 6.
Can you repeat that again, please?
Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, 36056, A as in Apple, 7, F is in Frank, 6.
Okay.
All right, and I do thank you for calling customer service. Have a great rest of your morning.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye.